And we have one more international story for you. Earlier this month, French authorities say they foiled a major terrorist attack. They arrested five people suspected in connection with the plan, four of whom had grown up in the city of Strasbourg. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley went to that city, which has seen a number of young people leave to fight in Syria. This is part of a series about countering radicalization in Europe.
On this fall evening, the youth center in this suburb of Strasbourg is full. Teenagers, teachers, and parents have turned out for a discussion and debate about the phenomenon plaguing this working-class community. It isn't failing schools or the lack of jobs, but the fear of young people embracing radical Islam and going off to fight in Syria. Social worker Hamed Wanoufi is a youth counselor.
There is no single factor as to why they fall prey to these recruiters. Mental frailty, social exclusion. The recruiters are looking for unstable young people and begin by weaving their web on social media. Then they slowly pull them in, indoctrinate them, and turn them into soldiers. And they earn money for every person they get.
Wanoufi has spent 17 years working in the largely immigrant housing blocks that ring Strasbourg. He says their work used to focus on fighting unemployment and delinquency, but now it's about fighting the lure of jihad. Tonight's program begins with a clip from a documentary about French youths who radicalized. Many families in the film are Christian or atheist as well as Muslim. The victims are not only from cities, but from the rural heartland, and many are young women. One anguished mother in the film says she wants to sleep by the front door to make sure her daughter doesn't sneak out in the middle of the night. A special guest takes the floor. Mourad Ben Chalali grew up in a Muslim family in the projects of the southern French city of Lyon. He tells the audience he made the mistake of traveling to Afghanistan to visit his brother in 2001. He ended up in an Al-Qaeda training camp and says they wouldn't let him leave. After the 9/11 attacks, Ben Chalali was captured and sent to Guantanamo. He spent nearly 3 years at Guantanamo before being transferred to prison in France. Ben Chalali was finally given a trial and released in 2006. The audience is rapt as he finishes his saga. Afterwards, the audience peppers Ben Chalali with questions about his story, and in particular, whether it has left him full of hatred. Ben Chalali says he was in bad psychological and physical shape after being tortured in Guantanamo and spending 6 years behind bars. But after his release, he was treated for his PTSD. Any hatred I have is for myself, he says. Both my parents went to prison because of choices I made. One woman asks what she can do to make sure her daughters aren't preyed upon by radical Islamist recruiters. Social worker Hamed Wanoufi's answer is far from comforting.
Unfortunately, the first thing a recruiter teaches you is to hide everything from your family and friends. So the most vital thing parents and educators can do is teach young people to have critical reasoning, to question, to understand there is no single truth. Young people are flooded with conspiracy theories and false information on the internet.
After the debate, teenagers crowd around Ben Chalali as he signs copies of his book, Trip Towards Hell. Ben Chalali says simply telling young people jihad is bad won't work, but he hopes telling his story will make them think twice. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Strasbourg, France.
The next part of that series on countering radicalization will be on Monday's Morning Edition.